is Julie Madden, and I've been a grief counselor for over 30 years.
And I'm Judy Austin, and I've been a grief counselor for over 20 years.
I think one of the most important things, if you're going to be a grief counselor, is to be able to be there, to be able to listen, and to not be afraid of what you hear, and to be able to listen again and again and again, to not get tired of the story.
I think that part of our philosophy is that we are walking beside you in this journey, as opposed to a therapist-client relationship where we are trying to change your experience. We're there to support you, guide you. We come with a lot of experience. We've seen a lot. And yet, every single person who walks in our office will be a new experience for us. But we walk alongside the grief journey rather than trying to lead it.
During this time of COVID-19, part of our moving through this experience of grief is trying to get back in balance. And the fact that we don't have jobs to go back to or go to in the same way, or that the kids don't get to go to school in the way, you know, that they have over this, you know, last year. Even if you're not fully attentive at your work, or even if you're not totally engaged in school, at least there's a normalcy. There's a, oh my goodness, there's some part of my day that I know how to do. It's like I get up in the morning and I go to work. My brain may be turned off for half of it, but I still know that this is what I do. And then I go home, you know, and I eat dinner and I go to bed. And with hours of free form, I think people are really struggling to find that balance.
Your grief experience will be as unique as your relationship. There's no time frame. There's no way it should look. There are no five linear stages. Your experience will be your own experience, unique to your relationship with this person.
To me, doing this work is extremely intimate. It's being invited into people's life at this most precious, tender time. And to be invited to walk the walk, you know, with somebody, it's really pretty amazing. And then the other part of it, of course, is, you know, being able to watch people grow and to move and to change and to get back into their life changed, but still there, you know.
Grief is love. And I believe that both grief and love are not emotions, but containers for a wide array of emotions that fit into those experiences. And the main difference between them is that grief is unpleasant, grief is painful. Love is very pleasant.
Grieving doesn't require tears. There are people who are terrified of that, who don't cry, and they think that if they aren't crying, that they're missing the boat. Grief comes with a lot of different emotions, and tears are just one of them. It's not the limiting factor. You aren't doing it wrong if you're not crying.
A great grief therapist named Julie Madden, she said to a client, "Your tears don't diminish you, and they don't frighten me." And I've expanded that to your emotions don't diminish you, and they don't frighten me.